Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 16. Sing hymn 16. Let us turn to Psalms 47. Psalms 47. This is a psalm of the sons of Korah. In Jesus' name I read Psalms 47 verse 1. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy too. For the Lord, the God Most High, is terrible. A great king over all the earth. 3. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. 4. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. 5. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. 6. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. 7. For God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with skillful psalm. 8. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. 9. The prince of all peoples gathered as the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belongs to God. He is highly exalted. Thank the Lord. This Psalms 47, it tells us about praises. It is a call for men, for God's people, for all people to praise Him. Verse 1, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. There is this call to praise the Lord. Why? The whole topic, the whole theme of Psalms 47, it tells us that God is King of all the earth. Thus, there is this call for men, for people to praise His name. Psalms 47, as the superscription says, to the choir master, it is to be sung in worship. It is a psalm of the sons of Korah. We can divide Psalms 47 into two parts. The first part, from verse 1 to 4, it is a call to praise God, for He is King. Nations are subdued. He gives the heritage. Second part, 5 to 9, it is a call to praise Him, for God reigns over all the earth. In Psalms 47, generally we are able to obtain two teachings. The first teaching, it reminds us as God's people, we must acknowledge, we must have this knowledge of God, and we must also consider our relationship with the Lord God. We must also consider His position in our life. From Psalms 47, we are able to see three levels, or there are three statements concerning God. In verse 2, for the Lord the Most High, this is a title of the Lord. When we say the Lord Most High, He is the exalted ruler of the universe. The exalted ruler of the universe. Therefore, He is Lord Most High. He is terrible. When we say terrible, means He is to be feared, to be respected. Let's turn to Malachi chapter 1. Malachi chapter 1. Let us read verse 14. Malachi chapter 1. Verse 14, the lower portion. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is feared among the nations. Thank the Lord. The Lord is a great king. He is to be feared among the nations. Let's turn back, Psalm 47. So in verse 2, for the Lord the Most High, He is terrible. He is the exalted ruler of the universe. Therefore, men should fear and respect Him. Lower portion says, a great king over all the earth. This is a general statement. A great king, He is a great king over all the earth. It is a general statement that we must know. But from verse 2, now we must progress to verse 6. Verse 6, sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. Now there is this our King. Just now it was a great King over all the earth. But now it is to our King. When we say to our King, it is a statement of confession. It is a statement of faith. We acknowledge, we take Him as our King. And from this second stage, we must progress to the third stage, and we can see this statement. Verse 7. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful psalm. For God is the King of all the earth. The King. When we say the King, means he is the only one. This statement is statement on his status. Statement in relation to recognition. Statement in relation to acknowledgement that he is the only king. Let's refer Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Zechariah 14, verse 9. Verse 9. And the Lord will become king over all the earth. And on that day, the Lord will be one, and his name one. Thank the Lord. The Lord will be king, so his name one. There will be only one. Thus, he is the only king. From Psalms 47, so from verse 2, from a king over the earth, a general statement. Now he must become our king. And from acknowledging that he is our king, now we must declare he is the king of all the earth, the only one. Alright? So in our life of faith, we as God's people, we must have this knowledge of God, we must have this relationship with him, and we must know his position in our life. This is the first teaching that we are able to gather from Psalms 47. The second teaching, Psalm 47, there is this call to praise God who is king over the earth. Why? Why today we acknowledge him as our king? Why we need to praise him? So this first part tells us in verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 and verse 4. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. Verse 4. He chose our heritage or inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. Thank the Lord, this passage tells us about the conquest of the land of Canaan from the time of Joshua. Verse 4 says, Jacob whom he loves. Jacob means Israel. Truly, God loved Israel. His love was manifested in relation to the fulfillment of his promise. God is addressed as Lord. When we say Lord, means he is a covenantal keeping Lord God. If we take note in verse 9, as the people of the God of Abraham, there is this mention of Abraham. Abraham was the chosen one of God. Abraham was the patriarch of the Israelites. When God called, when God chose Abraham, God made a promise to him in relation, one of them, the promised land of Canaan. Thus, truly, the Lord God, he is one who fulfills his promise. He is one who loves Israel. Thus, under Joshua, God led the Israelites into the land. People were subject in submission under them. They fought against the seven nations, the Canaanites, in the land. And God gave them the land of Canaan as their heritage inheritance. Thank the Lord today. Why we praise him, just like unto the Israelites. They praise him as a great king that led them into victory. Similarly today, the second teaching is that we must praise the Lord. He is our king. Why? Because he has promised us our inheritance. And this inheritance is in the heavenly kingdom. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. To an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. So thank the Lord, we are able to have this hope of our inheritance in the heavenly kingdom. That is why he is worthy of our praise. This is from the first part. Now we come to second part. Let's turn back Psalms 47. Psalms 47 verse 5. God has gone up, or God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. It tells us about a very great, majestic, or very glorious situation. God has ascended with shouts of joy, with the sound of trumpet. Ascended to where? As what? It relates to verse 8. Verse 8, God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. So when we say God has ascended, of course, he has ascended on his throne. He is seated there. So when we say he is seated there as a king, and as a king now, he reigns over the nations. This second part tells us the Lord God that we worship, he is our king, but not only our king, but he is the king of all the earth. The king of all the earth. That is why it tells us in verse 9. In verse 9. Let us read verse 9. Verse 9 says, the nobles, the rulers of the people, they are gathered as the people of the God of Abraham. It tells us, at that time, even now, the people, they will come, they will be in subjection. They will submit. They will submit to the Lord, who is the only God, the only King of all the earth. Lower portion, verse 9. Lower portion, verse 9. For the shields of the earth belong to God. When we say shield, shield, it is for protection. So when we say the shields of the earth belong to God, means now all the rulers, all the kings, all the nobles of the people, they are under the subjection to God. Because God is king over all. Therefore, here says, he is highly exalted. So, this second part tells us we must now sing praises to our king. Continue to magnify him. For he is the king of all the earth, the only king. Even now, the nations, the peoples, they are in subjection to him. Alright, so Psalm 47, it tells us that God is king of all the earth, so he is worthy of praise. As a conclusion, thank the Lord, today we are God's people, and the church, we are the kingdom of God. Therefore, we too hope that blessings will come upon us, especially where the nations will come into subjection to us, to the church, where they will come in and believe in the Lord. Not only that, of course, our heritage that he has given us, his promise of the heavenly kingdom, it is our pride. Just like the land of Canaan, it is the pride of Jacob whom the Lord loved. Similarly, we thank the Lord loved us very much. So the hope of heavenly kingdom is our pride. Therefore, there is one requirement. We want this blessing to come upon us. But there is one requirement. We must acknowledge the Lord as our King. In Revelation 19, verse 16. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. Let us read 19, verse 16. Verse 16. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank the Lord Jesus, he is the King of Kings. Matthew tells us Jesus is the King. And Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 tells us, Jesus, he was given or he has authority in over the authority in heaven and earth. All authority has been given to him. So thank the Lord today, the Lord Jesus, he must be the King of our life. We must continue to turn to him. We must improve in our relationship with him. His position must be our King. Thank the Lord as what the Lord has bestowed upon Israel. Similarly, he will bestow his promise to us. He will fulfill to us his promise. And the most important promise, eternal life in the heavenly kingdom. It will be ours. It is our pride. Alright, so we can see all this from Psalms 47. May the Lord bless us. Now we will pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord. We will end our family altar here. May the Lord bless and guide.